Today, we're going to explore how best to combat potential economic downturns, inflationary pressures, and how to identify financial planning red flags. All that coming up on today's show, Kelly's Bull Market News. Keep it right there.
Welcome in to Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slott.
Because there's always a reason to be bullish, Kelly Slott presents Kelly's Bull Market News. Kelly is the owner and CEO of the firm California Wealth Advisors, financial guidance for those in Southern California and beyond. And of course, many people who are nearing retirement feel, I need this. This is uncharted territory. And that's where Kelly can come in. Kelly is also the author of the book, The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the Six Biggest Blunders. That is available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. And be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on LinkedIn and Facebook. Speaking of CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, you can keep up with other educational events if you click the events tab there. You can learn about the upcoming seminar July 30th. This is open to the public, and it's on residential apartment homes and real estate. So that's going to be a great topic. Another one discussed Tuesday, July 30th. You can get signed up either in person or at home online for that next webinar. Events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Kelly, another great show lined up. What are we going to get into?
Yeah, today's going to be actually really interesting, I think, for a lot of folks, because I'm going to talk about attitudes, what people are doing right, what people are doing wrong, misconceptions that I see out there. So a lot of great information jam-packed today. So the first segment, we're going to talk about attitudes investors should have versus what I see out there, actually. Some misconceptions, perhaps, in that segment. Then we're going to go into how to find the right financial advisor for you. I think that's a great question, too. I have a lot of people ask me, how do I know that you're right for me? How do I find a good advisor? So I think that'll be good. And then we're going to cover the third segment, misconceptions and how to avoid them. So I think that'll be fun. And then the final segment here is going to be really fun today, I think, with you and me, Dave. We're going to kind of go back and forth with questions I hear from listeners. And it covers a broad range here, but how best to take care of your financial house, how to not be vulnerable. So I think that'll be really good for people to listen to, too. So a jam-packed show today. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will. And getting that financial house in order, and especially given the economic roller coaster that we have been on in the past few years, which has demonstrated or driven the point home that we should not put all our eggs in one basket. So, Kelly, what does that proper plan entail?
Absolutely. So many times I see people having all of their eggs in one basket. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, they come to me with, let's say, large 401ks, large investment accounts. And it's all in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And while that can be great for growth and long periods of times of investing, that's not great once you get closer to retirement, once you want to have perhaps more downside protection in your portfolio. And then again, that's why I created my mass proprietary process, which is on my website, by the way. If you want to go to CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, you can find my mass proprietary process and what it looks like. But M is the market, A is alternatives, S is safe money, mass, M-A-S. So M is the market. That's where I see so many people have all of their eggs, at stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And it is traded. Those are all going to go up and down every single day. So a lot of times what I see is people get to retirement, close to retirement, into retirement, and they say, hey, I just don't want to have that much kind of that much risk anymore. So we start looking at the A and the S part, the alternative side. And that's what the seminar on the 30th on apartments is going to be talking about, is one of those types of alternative investments. So those are investments that don't trade with the market. They're not stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. In this case, on the 30th, that will be on real estate and apartments. There's also private placements. There's also tax write-off programs we have. Anything that's alternative to the stock market is a great place to put some, not all, but some of your money. And then, of course, we look at S. What's the S? The safe portion. That's insured products backed by insurance companies. So again, having money in each one of these sections tends to bring more peace of mind to people, I find, because you're not so tied to the stock market. So again, having a diversified portfolio is absolutely key. And of course, having a plan for it. And then the third thing I'm just throwing in lately is having someone manage this plan for you, because I think that's really important too. So a lot of things to think about there, but we have those solutions for you. Just got to call.
Well, and given the complexities of, the markets, the whole financial universe, especially for those nearing retirement, are more people seeing the need to work with a professional like you and the benefits of it?
Well, yes. I mean, you can do a lot of things with robo-advisors or even online, and that's fine if that's all you're looking for, but you're not going to get that personalized service. And the personalized service I bring to the table is, how do you feel about something? What are your goals? Do you have tax implications of what we're doing? Can we save you some taxes? Because I like to disinherit the IRS, so let's do that for sure.
Right.
And you don't get that from online services or people that maybe they're good at stock picking or something, but they can't help you with a wide breadth of things like 1031 exchanges or opportunity zones, for instance. You're going to sell your business. What do I do with that? A stock picker can't help you with any of that. That's what we bring to the table. Well, we are a full service advisory firm. We're going to look at your entire portfolio, the risks that you have, the taxes that you're paying, insurances that you have, how your assets are invested, and are they really working for you based on what you tell us your goals are, which, again, you don't get with some of the wirehouses or even online types of services. So, again, we tailor make the portfolios that you're looking for you. And everybody that comes to us is different, I really have to say. And that makes our job fun, actually. So if that's you out there and you're not getting that personalized service that you really do need, you really do want for yourself, that's what we do. We help you with that.
And we're going to look at some other things that can get in your way in your financial life with Kelly and Solutions. 800-810-8060 to get on Kelly's calendar and talk about you and your financial concerns, dreams, goals. 800-810-8060 you can call, or you can text CWA to 800-810-8060. And I think a lot of times, too, the investment decisions that people would make on their own has a lot to do with maybe life experience or emotions that may or may not be in their best interest.
Yes, actually, that's very true. And there's some studies out there, 50 years of studies, actually, that go over a deep dive on people with money, their thoughts on money, how they feel about it. And what I find is oftentimes people base their investment decisions on, unfortunately, emotional decisions. They base it on maybe their past life experiences, if it was bad, if it was good, or family experiences, whether they're bad or whether they're good. Again, I want to make sure people have portfolios designed for them, specifically based on their goals, based on the assets, the different asset classes, the different allocations that are available to you. Let me quote here Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson made $700 million. Today, he's worth about $3 million. This is what I talk about with professional wealth management, someone that's really on your side and a fiduciary on your side as well. Let me quote someone else, Lindsay Lohan. She earned $28 million. Today, she's worth about $800,000.
Really?
So again, when you don't have that professional wealth management on your side and you're listening to the wrong people, you've got someone that's, unfortunately with these two cases out to take advantage of you, that's not a good thing. So last one I'll quote here is Dennis Rodman. He made over $27 million he made in his career. Today, he's worth about $500,000. So no amount of money will ever be enough if you don't know how to manage it. And that's what the professional wealth management is that we bring to the table. So again, don't make decisions emotionally. Don't make it on what your best friend's brother's wife says. Don't base it on, I heard XYZ. That's not how people, I believe, should make investment decisions on their portfolios, on their investment life. That's just not going to work in my view. I don't see it work in my view.
Right.
You've got to have it be measured. You've got to have someone on your side that knows what they're talking about and really has your best interest at heart here.
And some people could blow it, of course. And some people could have been hit with like a 2000, 2001 or an 08, 09. And they're thinking, I'm tired of climbing this mountain and getting knocked back down. How do we guard against that?
Well, okay, it goes to having a plan tailor-made for you, right? It goes to having the financial knowledge, the education, that's on your side, that's working for you. And again, I go back to the emotional responses, because a lot of times people make decisions emotionally. You know, I wrote my book, right? The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the Six Biggest Blunders. Those six big blunders are true for anyone. I don't care if you're 15 years old or 95 years old, anywhere in between. Those six blunders are huge that I see. And one of those is making emotional decisions, not being measured or, you know, okay, let me give you an example. I have a client that works for a publicly traded company, and he's worked there for quite a few years. And he has many millions in one stock because he's had stock options and different things over the years. And that's great as he's built his wealth. But now that he's getting closer to retirement, he's got so many millions in one stock. And he's emotionally tied to that stock. And I can see why he is. But I'm trying to slowly wean him off of that, because to have so much of your assets, so much of your entire net worth in one stock is not wise. Because what happens if that stock goes down in value? You're going to lose a lot of your value. That's not good. So let's not be emotional with this. Let's be measured. Let's be specific to you. Let's find investments that are appropriate for you. And that's so important with people, I have to say. It really is. And I don't see it out there a lot of times because they're just not following correct financial advice. But if that's what you're looking for, give us a call.
Well, the opportunity is here to call, because you will go through that mass proprietary process with them, Kelly. And that's getting that properly diversified approach in retirement planning. More necessary today than ever.
Yes, it certainly is. So I will say that we bring to the table professional wealth management. We really do. We've been doing this for quite a number of years, and we've seen it all, believe me. So we're going to bring a very unique perspective to the table for you, because, again, we work with many different kinds of investors, many different kinds of investments, helping people with taxes, helping people create income in retirement, diversifying their assets, not having them be 100% in the stock market, looking at the alternative space, looking at the safe space, the insured products that we offer. And again, the wirehouses just don't offer what we offer as an independent financial firm, because we can offer so much more. We really can. So the most extreme value I've noticed over the years I've been in business has been for people or families blessed with $2 million, $10 million, $100 million. And they want to disinherit the IRS. Their children and their beneficiaries need some help with managing all of this. So we want to protect your family values, not just your money, but we want to, of course, disinherit the IRS, create your family legacy. So we want to help people with their different aspects that they have. So if you're blessed with $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, call us for that initial consultation. We'd love to sit down with you in our Anaheim office or our Santa Barbara office to get to know you, see how we can help you, and we really do care about our clients. So give us a call today. My staff is ready for your call.
Yeah, it's to 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. You can call or you can text, and that would be CWA to 800-810-8060. A comprehensive review with Kelly, 800-810-8060. Kelly's Bull Market News, just getting started. What's after the break, Kelly?
Well, when we come back, a few of the biggest red flags to take heed of when working or thinking of working with a financial advisor. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay right there.
Because there's always a reason to be bullish, and Kelly Slaught can help get you bullish about your financial life. And you know what gets you bullish? Having the proper plan, the right plan for you. That's what Kelly is all about, and her firm, California Wealth Advisors. Kelly's book addresses this too. It's The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the Six Biggest Blunders. You can get a copy of that at her website, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. While you're there, click the events tab. You can get signed up for one on a webinar on residential apartment homes. So it's a real estate themed webinar open to the public Tuesday, July 30th. Again, to sign up, events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, and be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on LinkedIn and Facebook. Now we're going to shift into red flags to look for when you're looking for the right financial professional for you. So, Kelly, I'll identify some of these red flags, and then you can expand on the danger. Like, for instance, failing to acknowledge or discuss or even, for that matter, practice a fiduciary responsibility.
Yes, and this is interesting. It was back in 2016 that word, the fiduciary, became maybe more talked about in the news. And I thought it was interesting because I've been doing this for so long, and of course I'm a fiduciary. I always have been. It never even dawned on me to even talk about it because of course I am. What does that mean? Just so for you all listeners that aren't familiar with that term, perhaps that means that your wealth advisor, your financial person that you're talking to has your best interests at heart. They put your needs before their needs. So what does that mean? I am not picking the most highly commissioned product I can find to put you in. I'm looking at what products are available based on what you said you need out of your portfolio, you want out of your portfolio, the goals are out of your portfolio. So that's putting your needs, that's being a fiduciary. So I am obligated to act in your best interest. And of course, I always have, I always will. That's never been an issue for me. So make sure you find an advisor that can do what you want them to do, not what they want to do for you necessarily, that they have products that actually fit your needs and what you're looking for. Because every client that comes is different. I have some clients that come to us and they have large 401ks, they have $2 million, $5 million in their 401k or their IRAs or even their investment accounts, and it's all in the stock market. And they say, well, I don't like that risk anymore. I really want to have something different than the stock market. Well, that's looking at other things, right? And looking at the wirehouses, and they're great at what they do, but they only do stocks, bonds, and mutual funds for folks. So that's why people come to us as an independent financial firm, because we can do real estate programs, for instance. We can help save on taxes with tax write-off programs. Our oil and gas programs are great for that. So there's different things we can do as a fiduciary to make sure that your portfolio is actually doing what you want it to. So make sure you actually have a fiduciary working on your side. And I will say to you, Dave, here, and all the listeners, I've had people come sit with me, sit in front of me in my Anaheim office and say, my advisor is not a fiduciary. I asked them, and they said they are not. And I said, well, I hope you not have got up and walked out of the office, but you ran out of the office, because you need to have a fiduciary on your side. And if somebody's admitting they're not a fiduciary, I would not work with them. So be careful of that out there. It's an interesting world.
Well, you certainly want to make sure that you're working with someone who is looking out for your best interest. So this next red flag, really, it gets under my skin. I don't care if I'm at a mechanic or wherever I am, and there's like this great offer, you know, offer I can't refuse, but you've got to act now. They need a quick decision. I don't like making quick decisions, especially on big things like financial planning, retirement.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No one should ever be pressured with it making any kind of financial decisions. These are important decisions, right? I take this very seriously. We have fun in our office and we have fun with our clients. I have a client appreciation event coming up. We're going to have a lot of fun, actually. You have to be a client to come to that. But we take this very seriously. Your dollars are very serious. You've saved for them. You worked hard in your career. So making a quick decision is probably not a wise idea, or having someone pressure you at all is also awful. And I don't do that at all. There is no pressure when people come sit with me. And that's why I encourage people, all of you listening out there, that you need some financial help, you really do need someone on your side, come and sit with me, chat with us, see what we can do for you, and then you're going to decide from there. There's going to be no pressure at all from us, because we want you to be on the same side that we're on in moving towards your success in financial planning. Make sure that it's what you want, not what we want, what you want. So we're going to help you get there. So again, there's no pressure whatsoever from us. And if you find some financial person out there that's pressuring you to sign on the dotted line, again, I would not do that. That would definitely be a red flag.
Oh, yeah. These are good warnings from Kelly, and we have more. And when talking about looking for a financial professional, if you are looking for one in your life,
whether you're in retirement or, you know, even younger. And maybe you're in the financial red zone and working towards retirement, wanting good strategies. You can come in and meet with Kelly and set that up with a call to 800-810-8060 or text CWA to 800-810-8060. Our next red flag, if they're lacking transparency. Oh, that's big.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah, communication is key, right? You've got to be able to get a hold of your advisor. You've got to be able to do portfolio reviews. Where am I? What does my financial portfolio look like? That's transparency to me, and making sure that your needs are being met, again, with what you're looking for. And an advisor that's unwilling to meet with you, unwilling to call you back. I mean, I can't tell you, Dave, all those listeners out there, you probably have this too. People come and say, my advisor never calls me. My advisor never gets back
wow.
to me. I have no idea what my portfolio is doing.
And won't even call back? You hear that?
I hear that a lot, actually. And
wow.
that makes me very sad for our industry, because we pride ourselves at California Wealth Advisors to get back within 24 hours, 48 hours at the max. But many times it's way less than that. We're getting back to people within an hour or two. So we pride ourselves in getting back to people and answering questions that people might have. So again, I'll go back to communication is key, and we pride ourselves on that. That's how we have happy clients, and that's how we have many years, I should say, in this industry, is helping people and communicating with them. Now, sometimes we don't have great news, and sometimes we have great news. So it's good or bad. We're always going to get back to you either way, because markets mm-hmm. go up and down, right? I do have a crystal ball in my office, actually, but she doesn't always tell me what's happening coming up in the future here. So things go up and down, and that's okay. And there might be reasons why something's down, and there might be reasons to hold on to it. So communication, again, is key. And we don't shy away with talking to people. We always get back to them as fast as we possibly can. So I think that open communication is very important with your wealth advisor, your financial advisor, whoever you're working with. And if they're not doing that, you need to probably work with us, because we're very good at that.
Red flags to look for, not only when you're shopping around for a financial professional, but maybe some things you weren't aware of that someone you've been dealing with for a while. For instance, if what advice they offer seems generic, cookie cutter, is not specific, it seems like the same thing they may have told the person they met with before you. That's a red flag.
Yeah, you know, I see that a lot of times, too. I see advisors go, okay, you're Mrs. Smith, you're in portfolio A. And Mrs. Jones, you came to see me, and you're also in portfolio A. And then Mrs. Clark, you're going to be in portfolio B. So there's portfolio A, B, or C that particular advisor put
right.
people into.
That's all I've got.
That's all I've got. And, you know, that's not, no. I say a big no on that one. You've got to have that personalized advice, which is, again, what we pride ourselves on and we bring to the table for our clients. So we do it through our mass proprietary process. M is the market. A is alternatives. S is safe money. When you have all three of these, you have much more personalized service, much more personalized investment portfolios for yourself. So again, each person that comes to me is unique. And so be cautious of advisor that just is cookie cutter and they're going to put you in portfolio A, B, or C, because we do not do that.
Next red flag is if they dismiss risk. And I know that your mass proprietary process is built to incorporate any risk or approach it the right way.
Well, there's risk involved in any investment that you do, and it can be longevity risk, it could be sequence of return risk, it could be lots of different kinds of risk that you have in portfolios. So an advisor that says, I will offer you things with no risk whatsoever, well, they might have offer you insured products that have downside protection, which we do quite a lot of, which is great. Downside protection is wonderful. So that means you're taking risk off the table, right? Which also means you're taking off the potential upside of a 20 or 30% market going up. You probably won't participate in that because you're giving yourself so much risk. So you're giving yourself downside protection against that risk. So you're giving up the upside potential you can get when you're taking more risk, right? So there's different kind of risk and different kind of risk tolerances I see with clients that come see me. And it's always interesting, Dave, because those of you out there listening, husbands and wives, partners, a lot of times I see the husband loves risk and the wife hates risk.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa, actually.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting for me to kind of navigate this on what to do, what to recommend, and what to do for a couple like that, because I've got to kind of make sure everybody's happy with what we do. So, again, personalized investments is, again, what we do. We do not do cookie cutters whatsoever. We are a fiduciary. We're going to make sure your portfolio is exactly what you want it to be. So, you know, again, make sure this is you, that you're getting taken care of in this way.
Should we be concerned if they don't talk about a written agreement or contract?
Yes, absolutely. So written contracts, we always have those for our clients, new account papers. We'll go over all of this, talking about the different kind of fees. If you have an advisor that's not going to talk about fees in any way, that's a red flag to me, because we get paid somehow. And sometimes fees are hidden. And I don't like that. I want to be upfront with everybody what all fees are. And all our statements that we send out, the fees, if it's a yearly management fee, for instance, it shows up on the statement every month. So our fees are as equal to or lower than a lot of the advisory firms I see out there, but the fees are very transparent. So if you're talking to someone and they're not talking about the fees and they're not telling you how they're being compensated, then that would be a red flag to me, because that means there's probably fees hidden somewhere they're not telling you about. So again, if you're looking for that professional wealth management, that's what we do here at California Wealth Advisors. You can achieve your goals. It just takes planning to do it. And like I said earlier, we are a fiduciary. We always have been. And we do have the privilege of getting involved in people's lives and finding out what their concerns are and then providing the solutions to get them to where they want to be. And every person that comes to us is different. So if you have $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, you really do need some professional wealth management on your side, then call us. Get yourself on our calendar, either in our Anaheim office or our Santa Barbara office. My staff is waiting for your call right now, and a shout out to my staff. I have wonderful staff, so thank you to all my staff out there that you will be talking to if you call in that 800 number today.
Yeah, it's actually one of the part of the team at California Wealth Advisors. When you call in 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060, you can text as well, CWA, to 800-810-8060. What are the right strategies for you and in your best interest? That is the conversation you'll have with Kelly, and a comprehensive review. 800-810-8060. Call or text CWA to 800-810-8060. It is Kelly's Bull Market News. What's next, Kelly?
Coming up next, two retirement truths and a lie. We'll find out how much you know or don't know about retirement planning. Keep it right there on Kelly's Bull Market News.
If you remember the game Two Truths and a Lie, we're going to play Retirement Two Truths and a Lie coming up with Kelly Slaught in this segment of Kelly's Bull Market News, because there's always a reason to be bullish. Kelly's firm is California Wealth Advisors. She's the owner and CEO. The website, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Going to give you some reasons to definitely visit that website here in a second, and also to be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. Kelly's book is The Great Retirement Mystery. That is available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. The podcast is there, and all 169 episodes. You can scroll through, read up, a little brief write-up on each one, and listen on demand. Past webinars available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, as well as the events tab, where you can learn about other educational outreach events Kelly offers. Her next webinar, it's coming up July 30th, and that is open to the public. The theme, residential apartment homes, real estate. Again, July 30th, you can attend in person or online. Indicate when you get signed up. The events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Kelly mentioned it a minute ago. She does have a client appreciation event coming up July 27th. Now, that is for existing clients, but she does some cool fun things like that, too, with her clients. So again, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. All right, this will be fun, Kelly. I'll give you the three statements, and you identify the lie, and then you can talk more about it. Here we go. I cannot depend solely on Social Security benefits to pay for my living expenses when retired. It's never too early to start saving for retirement, and I don't need help with my plan. I can use an app for free and get the same information. Which one's the lie?
Well, I don't need help with my plan. I can use an app for free and get the same information. Well, yes, you can use an app for free. Absolutely. You can use those robo-advisors if you want. But you're really never going to get personalized service that you might be looking for from a service like that. So I would say if you're looking for that professional wealth planning, you really do need someone to help you, to guide you. That's what we do, and that you're just never going to get that online or with any kind of service like that. So I think it's really important for your personal financial planning, your family financial planning, to actually have somebody on your side that can help walk you through the ins and outs, the ups and downs of different things that are available to you, to really care about you. And again, you're never going to get that from any kind of robo-advisor type of service. So let's make sure that we're taking care of you as best you can and you're getting the service that you really do need.
Yeah, because with an app or a robo-advisor, I mean, with you, Kelly, I mean, you're not only your experience in your field, but when you work with a human, you have their life experience, too. It's just so much. How do you replace that?
Yeah, because everybody's attitudes, their emotions, if you will, are different. And they have different experiences. They have different work experiences. They have different family experiences. They have different investment experiences. And could be good or bad either way with any of those. But again, having someone that's unbiased and is here to help you, a fiduciary, and here to guide you on what's available to you that you may not even know is available to you. I have a lot of clients that come to me. They're selling their business. Selling their primary place of residence. They are selling a rental property and they want to avoid taxes and they just don't know how to do it. Well, again, a robo-advisor is not going to be able to help you with that or tell you about the different things that you can do. We have tax write-off programs as well. So these are all the things that we bring to the table different than what I see out there. So yes, we are going to tailor make all of this for you and make sure it suits you specifically on what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Next on Two Truths and a Lie, Medicare is free, and I don't need to pay for anything health-related once I enroll. Medicare does not cover all medical expenses, or you will spend more when you retire because of higher medical costs. So which one's the lie there?
Well, unfortunately, Medicare is not free, and you will see that once you turn 65, and they start deducting the fee for that. And, you know, it's probably $400 or $500 a month for a lot of folks out there. We do have a service that can help people with Medicare. So if you're pre-65, or even if you're 65 and over, and you want to have some supplemental insurance, or you want to maybe try and lower your costs somehow or get better services, we do have a gentleman we work with. It is cost-free. It doesn't cost you anything to work with him. But if you need something like that, let us know. But Medicare is not free, and the enrollment is arduous in a lot of ways. And let's make sure you're not paying too much in your medical expenses. So we can help you with that if that's you.
And in many other areas, too, if you come in and talk with Kelly, 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060, call or text, if you prefer, CWA to 800-810-8060. Next up, I'm always going to be comfortable with the risk level that I'm at now. Emergency savings is different than borrowing from your 401k, and it's never too early to begin planning for retirement. So where's the lie?
Well, I am always going to be comfortable with the risk level I am at. Well, that's not true, because if you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s, you might be willing to take a lot of risk. Maybe buy those risky stocks, those tech stocks, those biomedical types of stocks that might be a little more risky because they're not proven yet. Whereas when you get to your 60s and 70s particularly, you maybe don't want to take that kind of risk. You want to be in something that's perhaps more income-oriented, or perhaps you want to have some downside protection in part of your portfolio. So again, your risk level will change during your life. And a lot of times what I see is people that bring me large 401ks, they've got $1 million, $2 million, $5 million in their 401ks, and they're retiring. And I look at the assets that are in that. They're all growth stocks, for instance, and they're retiring, and they don't really need growth stocks in there. They need more income-oriented because I've got to replace that paycheck now that they're retiring. With 401k funds, I can create the income off of the 401ks to send them, so that'll recreate their paycheck. So again, your risk level will change during your life. So make sure that your particular portfolio is the risk level you want. And if you don't know what kind of risk level your portfolio currently is, then we can tell you. Just bring us statements and let us sit down with you. Give us whatever your goals are, and we can show you you're in too risky things, or perhaps we're going to tell you it looks great. So let's make sure your risk tolerance and your portfolio actually match.
Two, retirement truths and a lie. And Kelly identifies the lie here. Next, diversification and asset allocation are essentially the same thing. I should update my retirement plan periodically. And retirement planning has both emotional and financial components.
So diversification and asset allocation are the foundations, I will say, of building good plans. However, they're not exactly the same. So what do I mean there? So diversification, that means you've got growth stocks, income stocks, for instance. You've got different stocks in a stock portfolio. That could be diversification, as in my example here. Asset allocation means, well, what do I have in stocks versus investments outside of stocks versus perhaps insured products? And again, that's the different allocations we offer when we talk with you is, well, where are you? What kind of diversification do you have in the portfolio you have? And do you have the right allocations with each one of these asset classes that are available to you? And a lot of times I just do not see that in portfolios, that people have way too much money in stocks. And sometimes, as I mentioned in a previous segment, people have too much in one stock. Yeah, they've worked for a company for 30 years, 40 years, and they've got a lot in one stock. Well, that's too much concentration, if you will, in one stock and one industry for that matter as well. And industries go up and down, right? We're having some challenges with real estate lately because as interest rates went up so much, that made the cost of the loans real estate programs have cost more. That brought the value of the real estate down a little bit. Doesn't mean the real estate's bad. It just means that we're in a cycle here. So different allocations have different risk tolerances to them and different time frames to them as well. And we want to make sure that your allocation, your diversification is appropriate for you. So let's make sure that's where you're at and you're not just in a cookie cutter somewhere, that somebody's actually watching this for you and actually professionally managing it for you too, because things change, right? Investments go up, they go down. Inflation goes up, go down. Economies go up and go down. You've got to manage through all this. You've got to have someone level-headed to watch through all, to walk you through all of this. So let's make sure that you have that on your side. And again, that's what we do here at California Wealth Advisors.
And it, you know, customized planning, 800-810-8060. And we've got time for one more. Two, retirement truths and a lie. I'll never be able to save enough for retirement. A Roth is pre-taxed, so you don't have to worry about being taxed when withdrawing your capital in retirement, and you don't need a lot of money to begin the process of planning for retirement. Where's the lie?
Well, I hear this from a lot of people. I'll never be able to save enough for retirement. Well, that's not true. I mean, you got to start somewhere. Yes, I think to start is the first process there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was reading a study recently. It said 55% of Americans feel they are behind on retirement savings. Well, that's a lot of Americans feel like they don't have enough in retirement savings. So it's not too late for you. I had a client come to me. She was about 60, I think, 60 years old. This was I think about 8 years ago. She was about 60. And she said, you know, I really haven't saved much for retirement. And for the next 5 years, she just put a ton of money into her retirement accounts, into her investment accounts. And now, these 8 years later, she has quite a nice nest egg there. And
that's
it made
good.
A big difference in her. So now when I talk with her, I say, well, you do have enough to retire now. I can create income off of this portfolio that we've built up for you. But it just takes doing it, right? It just takes doing it. So don't feel like you could never get there, because you can. Again, you need to have somebody that's a professional at it working on your side, helping you with all of this. So again, I love doing this. I am very passionate. I hope you can all tell, all the listeners out there, I hope you can tell I'm very passionate about helping people with their investment portfolios, their retirement planning, saving on taxes. These are the things that we do at California Wealth Advisors. And I love it. I really do. I mean, I'm very privileged to be able to work with people. So I do own a financial services company. I have amazing staff that I work with. I have junior advisors I work with as well. And, you know, just be cognizant that if you have a 401k, that is not a retirement plan. It's retirement dollars, yes, but it's not a strategy for retirement. And a lot of times I see people have most of their money in those 401ks in the stock market. And that's not generally where people want to be once they retire. They don't want that much risk. So again, we put our knowledge to work for you. We find a plan that's specific and appropriate for you. And we become a resource for you. And we like that. We're going to create that diversification for you. And so many people come to us and they are just not diversified. They're very concentrated in one or two things. So if you're serious about needing some help and you would love to sit down with us in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office to go over your plan, what you need, what you're looking for, how we can help you, we encourage you to give a call today. My staff is waiting for your call. And again, if you have $1 million, $2 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, we likely can help you with what you're looking for and create that plan specific to you. So give us a call. Hopefully it's today.
And it would be to 800-810-8060. Now, if you call in, you're going to reach one of the California Wealth Advisor team members to, you know, help you get a good time to get in front of Kelly. But you can text also, and they'll get back with you. CWA, if you text to 800-810-8060 or call 800-810-8060. It's a review about you and covering all the things that Kelly has talked about, not only on today's show, but in all the other shows we've done, in her webinars, in her book. She'll go over it with you, but as it pertains to you, the best strategies for you. 800-810-8060. What's next, Kelly?
Well, coming up, we are going to cover some ways to keep your financial house, your whole financial house, in order. Stay tuned for some major items to look out for.
There is always a reason to be bullish. Kelly Slott knows that, and Kelly's Bull Market News addresses that. And, of course, as does Kelly when she meets with you, getting you building that confidence in your financial life. What builds the confidence? Proper planning. So she'll talk to you about a good plan for you. Kelly's firm is California Wealth Advisors. Her book is The Great Retirement Mystery. That is available at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on LinkedIn and Facebook. And at the website, if you click the events tab, you'll learn about the next webinar. It's July 30th. The theme, residential apartment homes, real estate. This is open to the public. Sign up, click the events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. And if you click educational resources, you can see past webinars. If you click the radio tab, you can hear all the podcasts available. That's listening on demand. All of this at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Now, Kelly, I've heard you talk about this on the show, your financial house. Is it in order? I mean, we all have a financial house, but obviously all of our houses aren't in proper order.
Well, no. So I see many families think that they have a sound financial plan because they own investments or they've established a saving strategy for retirement. And that's a great start, but it's incomplete. There are many components to ensuring your financial future and getting your house in order, as we say. That's the first step.
So what do you mean by getting the house in order?
Well, I'm talking about your entire financial plan or your financial house. I'm looking to have myself be your financial director. So I'm constantly looking for ways to help fix the vulnerabilities I see in your financial house.
So the metaphorical roof needs repair, things like that. I mean, what are some of the actual vulnerabilities that you see in someone's financial plan?
Well, the first thing I look at is risk management. What risk do you have in your financial house? Are you assuming risk? Are you transferring it? And what I mean by that is, do you have, for instance, long-term care? Or if you have a long-term care situation, are you paying for that in your with your own dollars? I'm looking at umbrella policies that you have on your house or a rental property. I'm looking at, well, can you be sued if you have a rental property, for instance, in your and your spouse's name versus an LLC? Then you could probably be sued if somebody hurts themselves on that property for all of your assets, not just that property itself. So these are the risk things I look at And many people are unaware of the risks they have in their financial house, their entire financial house. They're just unaware of it. So again, that's what we do with our private client process. We're looking at all of these items that might affect you. Again, your insurances, the taxes you even pay, how your assets are titled. Do you have the correct insurances, long-term care, life insurance, umbrella policies, as I mentioned. These are all the vulnerabilities, the risks that we see that, again, you're not even aware of that you have, but that's what we're going to help cover for you, make sure that you don't have those risks or at least lowering those risks for yourself.
You know, thinking, listening to you talk, house is actually an excellent metaphor to use because, I mean, I've known people who have, we all have different size houses and kinds of houses, and I've known people who have big houses, mansions, but they don't look that impressive. And then I've known people who have very small, modest homes, but they, you can see their pride in it. And in their yard and the way the house is decorated. And it does make a big difference. So, and that can happen to any size portfolio as well. So, I mean, what other problems do you see?
Well, I look at estate planning. That's one big thing I look at here. If you're married and one of you dies, do you want half of your assets to go to a spouse that person may marry down the road there? Or do you want your assets to go to your children? So making sure your assets, your estate planning are set up correctly, they're titled correctly, and you have the correct documents. Again, I'm looking at estate planning. Do you have a medical directive? Do you have a power of attorney in your estate planning documents? And sometimes I see people, they go online and they set up these estate planning documents. And unfortunately, by the attorneys I work with, that those papers, if you will, those paperwork that online creates for you doesn't hold up in court. And I don't want that. I don't want your family arguing over anything. So we need to work with a specific estate planning attorney. I have several that I work with that I think are absolutely fabulous. If you have your own, that's great too. But I work with a lot of them. I work with a lot of CPAs as well, helping them understand the different tax write-off programs we can do to help their clients save on taxes. So that's important. So again, estate planning, I think, is very important. You want to make sure your assets are titled correctly. You want to make sure your estate documents are correct. And then we put those in what we call our vault, which if you have a passport, a driver's license, your estate planning documents, the deeds to your house, your investment statements, for instance, go into the vault, we call it. And that's an online, you have access online to that. So if you're traveling, I have a lot of clients that travel. And unfortunately, I've had one or two get pickpocketed over the years. And because we have a copy of their passport, we send it to them when they're in a foreign country. And it saves them a lot of time and hassle in order to be able to get out of that that country quickly. I had a client last year. She was scary. In Spain. And she was not a private client yet. She is now. I did not have a copy of her passport, and she got pickpocketed and lost it. It took her 2 weeks to get out of Spain.
Why?
So, you know, these are the things that we look at in your estate planning documents and the vault that we create. So, again, looking at your entire financial house, looking at everything that you have, not just your investment dollars, which is, of course, very important, but looking at all these other things, too, your estate planning documents, your risk that you have, like I mentioned earlier, really important to look at this. And if you haven't looked at any of this or had anybody organize it for you, you really do need to do that. I think it's a great thing that we provide for folks to help them.
Well, it really is a thing. Yeah, it's something we really all should do. And that is part of that initial process with Kelly, taking a look at your financial house. She will tell you if everything looks good. She'll tell you that if there are areas she thinks you could improve on, and whether or not working with her, wonderful if you do, she'll give you some of that information on it in this review. 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060, and you can text as well to schedule at CWA to 800-810-8060. Looking at the financial house, is our financial house in order? You've touched on this earlier on the show today, but investment risk, are we properly approaching that?
Yes, investment risk, of course, is the biggest one probably of my four pillars that I call the four pillars of your financial house. The first one is your risk. What kind of risk do you have? I talked about that a minute ago. The second one is your estate planning. So what kind of estate planning documents do you have? I just talked about that. The third one is the vault. That's where we put all of your important documents to make sure everything's in order for you and your heirs and loved ones know where to go if something should happen to you. And then, of course, the fourth one, and probably one of the big ones here, is your investment risk. What kind of investment risk do you have on your invested dollars? So if you have, let's say, $2 million in your 401k, is that 100% at risk in the stock market? Or do you have a good diversified portfolio with different allocations? I talked about that earlier, in different asset classes. Maybe have some of that money in real estate. Maybe have some of that money in insured types of products. So making sure that your investments are correct for you. And again, tailor making your portfolio. Do you have that? Do you have someone on your side working for that? So the investment side is very important. I do that through my mass proprietary process. That's how I diversify that area of your financial pillars of financial wealth. The investment side, the mass proprietary process, M is the stock market, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's great for growth. That's great for liquidity. That can be good for income as well. But there's a lot of risk there. And maybe somebody wants to not have so much risk when they get to retirement. So let's look at the A part, the alternative part. That can be real estate programs. I have that webinar coming up. You can come in person or listen online. That will talk about real estate and particularly apartment programs. That's great for part of a portfolio. There's many other programs I have like that. And then S is the safe money. That's when you say, hey, I don't want to have any risk at all. And I have a number of clients probably listening now that have called me over the years and said, hey, Kelly, I have this $1 million, $2 million in my 401k, in my pension, and I really don't want to be in the stock market at all. I just want to have income generated for me and my wife's life. I want to make sure it's guaranteed. Well, we have products that'll do that. I can't do that with the stock market. I can't even do that with real estate. But I do have insured products that will do that for you, backed by insurance companies. So we have solutions to questions and issues that challenges that come to people's portfolios and come into their lives. We do have solutions for you. It's just a matter of calling us, get yourself on our calendar. Let's see what we can do, how we can do it for you, how we can perhaps improve something for you, make it better, diversify, create that entire financial house for you. That's what we do. We love doing it. So if that's you, give us a call.
Well, and I like the way it seems like your mass proprietary process covers so much in what you just talked about in repairing that home, your financial house. And listening to you talk, do you ever have people or do most people, I'll put it this way, say, I want a blend of all three, market, alternative, and safe, or do you have most people picking one or two of those?
Well, I get it all, actually. My preference is to do some in each one, because each one has different benefits to it, right? So M, the market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that's liquid, right? We can sell something tomorrow or today if we need to out of there. Now, it may be worth more or less than whatever we bought it for, but it is liquid. We're not tied up for any length of time. When you're going into the A part, the alternative part, that's real estate generally. Generally, those are going to be five-year programs. You really can't get your money out. It's like buying an apartment building. You're not going to buy it today and sell it tomorrow. You're going to buy it today, wait 5 years, sell it in 5 years. Same thing with the A part of my mass proprietary process. And then S is a safe money. Like I said, some clients come to me and they want 100% in the safe section. They don't want any risk at all. They just want income generated for their life. So everybody that comes to me is very different. It just depends on your risk tolerance. It depends a lot on outside investments that you might have as well. I have some people come to me, as you can imagine, in California. They have a lot of their assets in real estate. They have a lot of rental properties. So they really don't need the A part of my mass proprietary process so much as far as real estate goes. But the A part also offers tax write-offs, 1031 exchanges, opportunity zones to save on taxes if you sell a business or a highly appreciated asset. So there's everybody's different, I will say, with all of that, how much they put where. And that's the tailor-making personalized service that we bring to you, because we're not going to just put all of it in one thing and call it a day. We're going to actually professionally manage this for you. We're going to make sure it's the right allocations for you. It's creating the income if that's what you're looking for. So again, the tailor making part is what we specialize in doing. Many times I see people with certain pain points in their portfolios. One of them is having no plan whatsoever. They might have a pension, they might have a 401k, they might even have investment accounts, but there's no plan to it. The other pain point I see is their advisors don't call them. That's unfortunate. We're very good at calling people back. Sometimes I see pain points of folks that have poor performance in their portfolios. Again, having lack of diversification and the not professional wealth management is what I see people are lacking out there. So again, if you're serious about needing some help, we'd love to sit down with you, go over your particular situation, see how we can help you. I like that meeting to be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. So give us a call. My staff is waiting for your call. And if you have $1 million, $2 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, and you are serious, then by all means, give us a call. We'd be delighted to see if we can help you.
And 800-810-8060 is the number. You can text as well, CWA, if you prefer to text. 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Click the events tab, get signed up for the next webinar that's coming up. And that's going to be, as Kelly said earlier, it's on real estate, residential apartment homes, open to the public. Events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. And we'll see you next week with Kelly Slaught and Kelly's Bull Market News.
Kelly Slaught offers securities and advisory services through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial Incorporated and California Wealth Advisors are not affiliated companies. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not intended to be a recommendation or investment advice and does not constitute a solicitation to buy, sell, or hold a security or an investment strategy. The views and opinions expressed are for information and educational purposes only.